left off discussing the Tosfos Daf Zayin Amud Beis, where Tosfos is bothered by the following. We understand the difficulty with Taras HaMetzorah. That requires Matan Bahonos. Matan Bahonos would mean that that has to take place in the Azara, but until the Metzorah is fully Tar, he's not allowed to enter the Azara. So how do you resolve that difficulty? The answer is very simply, even though that's true, that typically speaking, Mechusar Kippurim can't enter the Azara, clearly this is a noted exception. Oh, and the Gemara applies the principle of Hove Ishtari, and maybe the Gemara suggests even Ishtari. Maybe one could argue in that circumstance, even if he was Mechusar Kippurim, even if he was a Tfulyom, maybe even in those circumstances he can enter the Azara as well. So Tosus raises a very, very simple question. The problem, I understand. He has to see to it that he's, to an extent, in the Azara, but at this state of Tuma, he's not allowed to enter the Azara, so that has to be finessed. How do we do that? Two exceptions. Number one, we're not going to be Mekadesh the Shar Nikonar. We're not going to declare that the Shar Nikonar has a Kedushas HaAzara. That's step one. Okay? Realize that itself is a very great Kiddush, because the Gram Sachim Daf Pehe, that what do you mean? Every other Shar has the same Kedusha as the area that it abuts. So therefore, typically speaking, the other entrances to the Azara had a Kedusha Azara. So therefore, if the solution is, let's not be Mekadesh this Shar, the Shar Nikonor, realize that itself is a Yotze Min HaKlal. So one exception, we're not going to be Mekadesh the Shar Nikonor. Okay? That means the Metzorah can stand there. Number two, we're only going to do that which is necessary in order to be mekabel the Dama Asham for the Matan Bahoros. In other words, he's not going to walk into the Azara. He'll just extend those limbs into the Azara, and that's what the Gemara calls a Bia B'miktsas. Bia B'miktsas. Ula says Bia B'miktsas really is Shma Bia. We wouldn't allow this to be done in normal circumstances, but this is the exception of Taras HaMetzorah. So number one, exception results in the fact we're not mekadesh the Shar. Number two is Bia B'miktsas. So Tosfos says as follows. Why does that have to be the resolution? The problem, I understand. How is it that you have the Kabbalah's Dam HaOsham when it comes to Metzorah? But why do you need exception A? We're not going to be Mekadesh the Shar. I'll tell you a very simple Teres, Tosfos says. Just back up. Let him stand in the Ezras Nashim. Let's be Mekadesh the Shar Nikonar. That means the Shar Nikonar has a Kedusha Sa'azara, which would mean that the Matan Bahonos can take place within the confines of the Shar Nikonar. So let him stand in Ezras Nashim. Let him go ahead and extend into the Shar Nikonar. Point two, you're right, that's an exception. You have to allow some Bia B'miktsas. But why do you have to have a twofold exception? Why is the result that we're not going to be Mekadesh the Shar Nikonar? That is the kasha that Tosfos raises. Well, so why do you have to have a dual exception? A single exception would solve this entire problem. Okay? So Tosfos says, Tuterutzim, der maskal zanichnas. Let's say the second teretz Rabbi Natan is very simple. You're absolutely right. That would have been a solution, if not for the fact that, you know what, it can be inconvenient for the Metzorah. It can be inconvenient to the Metzorah. You know what? If you stand in the Ezra's Noshin, there's no shade, it's not shielded, it's an open area. You know what? Bimos HaChama, Bimos HaGshamim, that is going to be uncomfortable. And therefore, that would have been an option, no problem. But you know what? In order to see to it that, yes, that the Metzorah is treated in a most appropriate way, let him stand in a shielded area, Betoch HaShar, and therefore, that will protect him, Min HaChama, Min HaGshamim. And that was the Takana. Wow, that's the Chiddush Rabbeinu Tam. We could have solved the problems with one exception, not two, but this is part of the Takanas HaMitzaray. Well, okay, that's the Chiddush of Rabbeinu Tam. Wow. The first Heretz of Tosfos, the Chiddush Duivan says, no, that's not true. You know what? The Shar Nikonar is not called Bifnei Hashem. When you look at the Pasuk in Vayikra, Yadavid, Yadalef, there the Torah tells us the following, that all of this has to take place Lifnei Hashem. What does Lifnei Hashem mean? Pashem Shav. Kedusha Sa'azara. Ooh, the Rivan says a Chiddush. No, not necessarily. It has to be in the Avir Ha'azara, within the confines of the Azara. It's true that you can have a Pesel Hayotze, you can have an appendage, you can have an extension, but the extension does not have the status of Lifnei Hashem. So whatever the Torah requires of Lifnei Hashem, That's where that has to take place. So, if matan bahonos is lifnei Hashem, that can only be in the chalal, in the cavity, in the avir, ha'azara. And therefore, that is the necessary solution. If this mitzvah is going to stand in Ezra's Nashim, and you're going to have matan bahonos in the shanikanor, that is not sufficient. The shanikanor is not considered to be lifnei Hashem. Wow. So even though it can have a kedushas azara, but the cheftz it's not considered to be the azara, it spills over. That certainly is true. There is a residual kedusha, but it is not called lifnei Hashem of the azara itself, and therefore you needed the double exception. The double exception. Wow, that is the chiddush, because the hazara had to take place in the azara, and therefore we can't even be mekadesh the shar of tarnichanor, because after all we want the mitzvah to be able. Be able to stand up. Wow. So these are two fundamental dinim that Tosus writes. There is a commonality. There's a tzad shava shavahem. Isn't that clear? And that is the following. We have to solve the problem. But what exactly is the problem? We have one concern. Only one concern. And that is, our sole concern is that the matan bahonos take place lifnei Hashem. That's the sole concern. We can argue, what is lifnei Hashem? Is it only the chalal ha'azara? Or is it even sharnikanor? But we have one concern. How does the matan bahonos take place? Lifnei Hashem. So, Rivan says, you know what, there was only one solution. Rabbi Natan says, there would have been two solutions, but one is more convenient. So therefore, Mishum Takanas Amitzarayim, we have a double jump, and we're not makadish the shar, but in principle, we could have. That's a chiddush. In other words, if I say, where is the mitzorah standing? Where is the mitzorah positioned? You know what the answer is? That's of no consequence. That is really not relevant, where the mitzorah is standing. Of course, it's necessary, because if the matan dahonos has to be here, so therefore, you know what? Practically speaking, pragmatically, prudentially, yeah, the Mitzorah has to be close to there. If he is going to be way out, there's no way you're going to have Mantamas Nazara. Yeah, but that's a practical concern. There's no need that the Mitzorah has to be standing Lifnei Hashem. The Matan Bahonos has to occur Lifnei Hashem. Okay, so however you solve that problem, we're good to go. Wow, that's clearly the assumption of both Terutz and Tosus. And that is that the positioning of the Mitzorah is not relevant. The only relevant factor, the sole concern, is Matan Dehonos, take place. You know, there's a Sig in Zachin, Daf Yudalev. That's the Sig of Halacha Shalobarega. You know what that means? A Kohen does the Kabbalah Sadam. And then he takes the Dam and he walks with it until the Mizveah in order to go ahead and do the Zrika Sadam. The Gemara raises the following issue. What happens if you have Halacha Shalobarega. You know what that means? A Kohen goes as Makabal Adam, he reaches over his Makabal Adam, and he reaches over his Zrikla Mizveach, but he stands erect. It's not an act of halacha. The Dam is moving from place to place, but the Kohen is stationary. You know what the Gemara says? Halacha Shalobarega is a psul. Halacha Shalobarega is not lav shmei halacha. Halacha means you have to take the dam and you have to walk with it. The Sigyan's walking daf yadav. Now the Rambam quotes this right in Hilchos Psuli Hamikdoshim, in Perek Aleph Halacha Chaf Gimel. The Rambam quotes this halacha. The halacha shlob regel lav shmei halacha. The Rambam says the following: Lefichach kohen gadol shekibul es adam. If the kohen gadol is makabel the dam. And you know what? Amad bimkomo. And he stays fixed, stationary. And you know what? And all that does a zrika. Nifso hadam. Wow, that's the Ramba. That's our Girsan Ramba. That's really unusual. Kohen Gadol. You need a Kohen, not a Kohen head. You need a Kohen Gadol. That's our Girsan Ramba. But took yourselves. Take a look at the Franco Ramba. Our Girsan Ramba means Kohen Gadol. Aluchav Gimel. You know what? That's your Girsa Kohen Gadol. You know what it means, Kohen Gadol? Kohen Gadol does not mean a Kohen Gadol. You know what it means? A big Kohen. It means a big Kohen. How do you get the dam from the Kabbalah Sadam to the Mizbeach? You know what? If you're a really tall guy, you know what? And you can go from here to there, you know what? That you're good to go. You're good to. That's what Purim means by Kohen Gadol. That's an interesting chiddush. Now, it's nothing to do with Shmona Begadim, nothing to do with Kedushas Kohen Gadol, but rather, if you're not a big guy, there's no way you can do it. But if you know, ooh, you have a long reach, you have a big wingspan, so in such a case, you know, you'll be able to do it. In other words, when it comes to halacha, it's not just a matter of getting the dam here to getting the dam there. It has to be done. Are you doing halacha sakoin? Halacha sakoin. Mashlamat davredom, of course. The matan bahonos has to take place. Lifnei Hashem. Where does the mitzorah have to stand? Mitzorah, is that really irrelevant? If it's a really big mitzorah, he can stand a little bit further back. And if it's a small mitzorah, he has to come a little bit closer. Or is there a halacha? Halacha? Why a halacha? Because that's what the pasuk says. No, that very pasuk. Vayikra yud dalid yud aleph. Veheemid hakohen hamitaher. You know what? The kohen who is the mitaher who purifies. He has to cause the person to stand. Ace haish hamitaher. Mitaher means the one who is being purified. The one who is causing the tara has to see to it that. He positions the person who is receiving the Torah, Lifnei Hashem, Lifnei Hashem. Wow. Does that just simply mean that the Matan Dehonos has to be Lifnei Hashem? Or is the halacha of Vehemi, Vehemi, Vehemi Rakoi, Ha'amada, Ha'amada? I'm not only concerned with where the Matan Dehonos takes place. I am really concerned with where the Mitzorah is standing. Because if the Mitzorah is not standing Lifnei Hashem, you know what? Then he cannot go ahead and receive them, even if this is a huge mitzvah, who can stand all the way here and receive the matan bahonos there. Who says that's to be sufficient? Oh, is that really true? Is there a halacha of hamada samitzara? Hamada samitzara? So realize this halacha of standing in the sharnikin or in order to, guess what? This is not unique to the mitzvah. This is not unique to the mitzvah. I want you to see that Mishnah in Sota and Daf Zayin, you know what? That this is true when it comes to Hashkas HaSota. This is true when it comes to a Yoledes, Taras HaMiledes. And this is true also when it comes to a case of Mitzorah. So the Mishnah describes in all three of these cases that Malon Osel Hashar, HaMizbeach, Eitzel Pesach, Shar Nikanor. You know what? Position these individuals in the case of the Shar Nikanor. And Shisham, because it's there that the Hashka takes place to the Sota, it is there that the Yoledes positions itself in order for Karbanos to be offered, and that is where the Taras HaMetzorah indeed takes place. Wow! So the Gemara in Sota and Daf Ches, the next Daf, is bothered. Where do you see all of this? Where do you see all of this? No? That it's necessary to be done in the Azara. That the Sota, the Yoledes, and the Mitzorah have to stand in the Shar Nikanor. Where do you see that they have to stand in the Shar Nikanor? Oh, so the Gemara says, look, when it comes to Sota, that's Parshas Nasa. That's Bamidbar Perakei. Ve'he'emid ha'kohen es ha'isha. Lifnei Hashem. That's how the Torah describes. Hashkas HaShota. She has to stand. Lifnei Hashem. Oh, when it comes to the case of Mitzorah. Ve'he'emid ha'kohen ha'mater es ha'isha ha'mita'er. Osam. Lifnei Hashem, Lifnei Hashem. The Mitzorah has to stand Lifnei Hashem. And what about when it comes to Yoledes? Is there such a pasuk when it comes to Yoledes? Oh, the Gemara says the following Chiddush. Ein karbano shel adam karev, eli im kein omer al gabav. Mamados, omer al gabav. A person should be present when the karban is being offered on their behalf. You know what you see? You see, even in areas halacha, for example, the Yoledes or the Sota, where there's no halacha of matan bahonos, but rather still the Torah regulates where it is that the individual, the Sota, the Yoledes, the Mitzorah, has to be positioned. Is it so obvious that the positioning of the Mitzorah is just a function of matan bahonos? Or, forget about matan bahonos, just like Hashkasa Sota, just like when it comes to Yoledes, after all, there's a need that you must be Lifnei Hashem. You must be Lifnei Hashem. Wow. So the answer is that is true independent of. When you look in the Yerushalmi, there in Sota, Perigala, Falachahei, how do you know that this is true? So the Yerushalmi says, Vehemin ha-kohenes ha-isha Lifnei Hashem. Whoa. The Sota, all this has to take place, not in some office. The Hashkas, the Sota has to be Lifnei Hashem. You know what the Yerushalmi says? Ze Sharnikana. Whoa, Zeh Shar Nikanor. Shar Nikanor is called Lifnei Hashem. Shar Nikanor is called Lifnei Hashem. And the Rishami writes explicitly, after all, Kol Makom Shenem Lifnei Hashem, Zeh Shar Nikanor. Wow. And therefore, that's why you have to stand there. Even if a person has a huge reach, and you could have Matan Bahonos without standing in the Shar Nikanor, that is not an option. You have to stand there. You have to stand. If this really is true, if there are two elements to the Mitzorah. Number one is the Hamadas HaMitzorah. Number two is the Matan Bahonos. So the whole Kash the Tosos raises doesn't begin. Isn't there a way we can satisfy this? Look, no one has such a large reach. Oh, but I'll tell you this. So be Mekadesh L'Shar Nikanor. And stand in the Nesos Nashim. You know what the answer is? No. The Mitzorah cannot stand in the Nesos Nashim. The Nesos Nashim is not considered to be Lifnei Hashem. No? That's pretty important. No? Rosh Leishik once commented, he was surprised in his youth. He never saw that when they did Korin on Yom Kippur, that any women would do Korin. Any women, the men would do that. They would do Hishtachava. Well, and he went to a certain community and he saw that some of the women were bowing down right during Korin and Yom Kippur. Sosavetius responded. He thought the old minhag that he was always accustomed to was certainly true. After all, Hishtachava kriyas lifnei Hashem. Hakonim va'am. Hayu omdim bazara. In the Azar, lifnei Hashem. This Rasnashim does not have the status of Bifnei Hashem. There is no din of Kriya Yishtachava in this Rasnashim. It's only in the Azara. If the Mitzara has to be Lifnei Hashem, so Tosus is possibility. Now, why not stand in this Rasnashim? Who says he can stand in this Rasnashim? The Mitzara has to be Bifnei Hashem. You can facilitate the Matan Ba'onos. Will be Mekadesh the Shar Nikanor, and therefore that's called Matan Ba'onos for the Kedushas Azara. The Ha'amada has to be Bifnei Hashem. Wow, that's something which is stunning. No? And therefore, not Rabbi Nutam, and even not the Rivan, not Rabbi Nutam that, yeah, but this is just Takanas HaMitzarayim. And not the difficulty of the Rivan that says, you know what, in principle it could work, but you can't have Matan Bahonos L'Shar Nikanor. No, you can't have Hamada Chutz L'Shar Nikanor. That is considered to be the Chiddush. That, one could argue, is simply the meaning of Sota, that this halach of Shar Nikanor applies to Soti Neles, where there's no halach of Matan Bahonos at all. And the Yerushalmi writes that that's the meaning of Lifnei Hashem. In other words, there are two dinim. One halach is the Matan Bahonos Bazara. The other is Amida Samitzora Lifnei Hashem. And when you look in the Rambam, it seems Kemat Mefurish. Because the Rambam writes the following, Hilchos Mechusrei Kapara, and Peritalo Chabez, the Rambam writes that, you know what, Hamada is necessary. You have to position the Mitzorah. You have to position the Mitzorah. After all, the Rambam writes the following, that HaMitzorah Omid B'Shar Nikanor. Oh, and the Rambam adds, now very meduyah, and V'Sham Mashkim Es Sotos. Just like it's true when it comes to a Sota. Well, what does it mean, just like when it comes to a Sota? That this is not only a din in Matan Bahonos. Just like the Sota is Bifnei Hashem, the Mitzorah has to be Bifnei Hashem. Wow, and now what happens? HaKoyin Lokeach HaAshem Shal Mitzorah Kishu Chai. Whoa. So the Kohen takes the Asham while the animal is still alive. And Menifoso, and he has to engage in the Tnufa, the waving of the animal. Oh, and the Achar Kach maybe as the Asham Mitzorah. And then the Asham is brought to the Mitzorah. Machnis Yodo V'Somech Alav. Smich is necessary. And then Shchit is done. And then Zrika is done. And now the Matan Bahonos takes place. The Rambam describes the Amad of the Kohen at the very beginning of the process. Not that, you know what, let's do everything. And now that we come to the final stage of Matan Bahonos, you know what? Let's bring the Mitzorah to the area that is necessary in order to have the Kabbalah's Dam Hashem. That's not at all what the Rambam writes. The Rambam writes there's a lach of Hamada, just like this is true when it comes to the case of a Sota, and that has to be there for the entire Avoda. It has to be there for the Shas Hanafa. And therefore, Smicha is done. And he's there when Shchit is done. He's there when Zrik is done. And now that all of that is done, now you can have the Matan Bahonos. That Rambam does not read it all as though Halacha Yifnei Hashem is only to facilitate Matan Bahonos. That's an important Chiddush. That's the Ha'ara of the Biskarav there in Mechusrei Kapara Gimel Hay, where Toshub Shat and Rambam clear, based on that Yerushalmi, that you have to accommodate the Hamadas HaMetzora, and therefore that's clear. So the Metzora has to stand Bifnei Hashem, and the Zrika has to be Bifnei Hashem. The Metzora can stand in the Shar Nikona, which is Bifnei Hashem, and we can have Deus and Roshon, and that's true, whether that's sufficient for Matan Donos, or maybe a Chiddush L'Rivan, that the Matan Donos has to be B'toch Chalal HaZara. But the calling, standing, positioning the Metzora wherever he wants, certainly that's not considered to be an option at all. Well, that's an important Kiddush. Okay. We began last week already. Ooh, the Shir Klali. The next comment to Tosis. No? Tosir Vastava Amaru. We have a problem. How is it that Matan Bahonos occurs in Azara? You know what the answer is? It occurs in Azara. That's it. No? Ishtri. Good. But only as a Biba Mitzvahs. So Tosis is very bothered. If you hold like Ula, that Biba Mitzvahs is Shma Bia, Biba Mitzvahs is Shma Bia, so why is that the limitation? Obviously, it's an exception to Knis Lazara. If it's an exception to Knis Lazara, say, you know what? Let him fully enter. He's Mechusar Kippurim, he can't enter. This Mechusar Kippurim is allowed to enter. So therefore, that why is that considered to be that which requires Biyav HaMiktsas? Wow. So Tosa says, now, a stunning Chiddush, that you know what? There's a world of difference. You know what? Biyas Kula. Is Ksid Behedya, that's Mefurish in the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Ve'el Mikdash L'Tavo. He can't enter the Mikdash. What about Bia B'Mikdash? Oh, that's based on a Hekish. Because the Torah compares, right, Negia to Bia. Contact with entry. Oh, just like Negia is B'Mikdash, the same thing is true when it comes to Bia. And Bia B'Mikdash is considered to be okay, good. Oh, so Tosa says the following. You know, we would have two options. One is that the Mitzvah can fully enter. The other is he can partially enter. If he fully enters, oh, so guess what? You know what? That would be an absolute breach of what is in the Purish Bakra. If he partially enters, that's a din daraisa. That one who typically is tamer, mechusar bikurim, cannot even partially enter. Yeah, but that's based on Hekesh. So therefore, if you have two options, one which is mefurish bakra, one which is considered to be that which is based on the drush of Hekesh, so therefore, isn't it obvious that the preference indeed is given to that? Wow, that's Tosis is Kiddush. Even though both are din daraisa, but nonetheless, a hierarchy within. Wow. That's a Kiddush. Tosis has a second teretz as follows, that after all, you know what, there is a sugya that one finds in Shavuos and Daf Yudalev that tells us this. Let's assume that, you know, a person becomes Tamei, and he's in the Azara, and while he's in the Azara, he experiences some form of Tumah. You know what the answer is? Get out. We just mentioned there are different exits. There are different entries, and there are different exits. No? So that's a mission for Eshes, and Shavuos and Daf Yudalev, that you know what, that you have to take the shortest path out. No? What happens if Nitva Mazara, Ubolo Baruka? You know? You say to the person, Tame, Vishachan Achet. You know what he does? He kind of dilly-dallies, you know? He takes the longest way out. You know, those, you know? Elementary school classmates, no? The rabbi says, leave. he strolls, he takes up to you in the classroom, then he ends out. You're chayiv. It's a mission of Shulis. You're chayiv for that. You know? For Yitzim in HaMikdash, Derech Tzara, not Derech Haruka. Oh, so Tosos writes, here as well. That is a jump. You know, there we're obviously talking about Yitzim in HaMikdash, Ba'ofen, B'dievet, when lo and behold, a person became tamei. Here we're talking about mamish a mitzvah rabbi lechatchila of taras hamitzora. That's a chiddush. That no doubt is a chiddush. We would apply these two dinim. It's clear that's a mission in Shuas and Daf Yud Aleph. That's clear. Then, you know, if you have two options, take the shortest path. I understand that. So here also Tosa says, so the shortest path. In other words, minimize the Bia Bazara. Oh, so Biba Mitzah, as opposed to Bia Skulo, because the Sugin Shuas Daf Yud Aleph. You know, I would tell you simply, there is a world of difference. You know what? Where does this come from? You know, that, okay, this has to be done. But if it's Efshu, the Kayim Shnei Mutav. Efshu, the Kayim Shnei Mutav. You know what I would tell you? There's a code word for that, no? Efshu, the Kayim Shnei Tuchuya. Tuchuya. That's what Tuchuya is, no? That's Yimadav of Sanhendav Yudbeis. When you're dealing with the Hagdar of Tuchuya, I can do it this way or that way. You know what? Minimize. Oh, that's the Rashi we just saw. Kedushin Chaf Aleph. But no, you're a Cholish Eshva Sakana. Whatever is necessary, do. But you know what? You don't have free reign and free license. You know, if you ask me a case of Mamish Dechuy, you know what I would tell you? Forget about Tumah Hutru Dechuy Betzibur. You became Tamei in the Azara. But that's Hutra. Just get out. Isn't it obvious when it comes to the halacha of Yishalchum in a machana? That you have to opt for the Derech Ktsara. Here, no doubt, this is a very, very great Kiddush. Here we're talking about a mitzvah of Taras HaMetzora that has to take place in the Azara. That's Tuchuya. Where I would say the following, you know, can you do A or you can do B? But if you can do it minimally, you're mechuyev to do so. What do you mean? This is mitzvah suvakach, yevsha b'ninacher, this is hutra, yatzam en haklal, hold ishtri. That's the chiddush atosus. Or to put it this way, that is why others would disagree with this teretz atosus. Because, of course, it's a mission in Shuas and Daf Yud Aleph. Derek Tzeres v'derek Aruka. Yeah, there you're talking about where a person finds himself, unfortunately, betumah in the Azara, because something just happened, you know? He's in the middle of the Azara, and all of a sudden something happened. There was a tumiyosa migufa. Get out. Yishalchum in a machane. He will continue to be showing. Well, we don't treat the Yishalchum in a machane as a lap and yitzek lese, no? Because you know what? I'll tell you simply. Ooh, Ramban. Simply, you know, because of course you have to get out. Because your tummy, you're not allowed to remain in the Azara Betumah. You know what a lav nitek lesei normally means? That when I fulfill the essay, I undo. I'm minate. Is there any raya that when a person finds himself tame in the Azara, by leaving the Azara, he undoes? You're not allowed to remain there. Get out. Shehiya, being shohe betumah nazara zasa. So obviously, you have to take the derech tzara. I'll tell you like an amazing deal. Maybe we'll discuss this tomorrow, next week. Now, in order to call Bagram by Matzei, nitak lesei of tashbisu, you know what you have to somehow indicate? That by burning my chametz now, I'm somehow undoing this Rabbi Matzei. Is that so obvious? You know what I'm going to tell you? A person who finds chametz on day 3 of Pesach has to get rid of his chametz, because if he doesn't get rid of his chametz, he's going to continue to vibe by my Matzei. So obviously get rid of the chametz. Is there any raya by getting rid of my chametz, I undid what happened on day 1 and day 2? That's a very great chiddush, no? But yishalchum in a machane, it's not nitek lese. You get malchus if you're in the Azara Betumah. Even though you have to leave, it's not a lot of nitek lese, but rather you'll continue to violate. So I'll go on a limb and I'll say the following. You better get rid of your chametz, because if you don't, you're going to continue to violate Bar Matzei. Is there any raya that l'mafreya, somehow by getting rid of your chametz, that was menatek, that was mechater, that somehow undoes? You know, when I think of gezel, it's not just simply beheshiv es agzera shagazel because you were going to continue to violate in iser gezel about maintaining stolen merchandise, but al yedei hashavas agzela, you're menatek viser of lo sigzel. No, that's the concept of alav nitzek lasei. So obviously, you know what? You find yourself betuma, derech tzara. What right do you have to remain in the azara? And if you're going to take a derech haruka, and you are going to be in the azara for 5, 10, 30 more seconds, that's really bad. Of course, get out. But realize the great leap of tosus. Now, hu hadinami, if you're entering the azara, b'mitzvah, that there is such a lacha of derech tzara, in the case of derech haruka. I would say that's poshup shan. By the first Eretz Tosfos says it cannot be because of that. It has to be because of that which is mefurish v'kra, as opposed to that which is considered to be derived from Akish. Derived from Akish. Unless you're going to argue something which is stunning. You know what? It's true that the Mitzor receives the Matan Bahonos. He receives the Matan. That a mitzvah rabba, gevaldik. You know, Rav Soloveitchik once suggested, now what? Now that he received the Matan Bahonos, now he has to leave the Azara. Leaving the Azara should be the Derech Tzara. Leaving the Azara should be... Everything was not yet satisfied. So leaving the Azara is the Derech Tzara. If the only problem was entry into the Azara, maybe I could argue, you know what? Enoch and Ami, there's no preference of a Derech Tzara or a Derech Haruka. But now that you are Mekab of the Matan Bahonos, now you have to leave? Now you're going to leave the Azara? You know, you're still Mechusar Kippurim. You had the Matan Bahonos, that's great. But you're still Mechusar Kippurim. The Avodah did not conclude. So wait a second. So B'Shas Yitzia, you're going to say, that's a mitzvah rabbah. B'Shas Yitzia, it's just the practical consideration of a person who finds himself in the Azara who now has to leave. Maybe that's exactly the Mishnah in Shulis. Wow, that's a fascinating Kiddush, no? That maybe Tosus is not bothered by the entry to Mekabel, the Matan Bahonos, but the after effect of what now? Now you have to leave. And what would the first Teretz say about that? Oh, maybe he'll say this, that even the Yetzia is Bechal Hutra. A person who unexpectedly finds himself the Tuma, the homies Geris is one of Dechuya. When you're engaging in Taras HaMetzora, the whole misgeres is mitzvah sabakah, the Efshe bin Yinachem. You cannot enter the Azara without subsequently leaving the Azara, and therefore, we're not going to argue that the entry in the Azara is a mitzvah, which is utra, but leaving is only dechuya, and leaving would be governed by derech tzara, as opposed to derech haruka. That's pretty cool, no? Oh, that's how the Rav was Masbir. Again, the Chiddush of Tosus, whether you can compare it to the case of Shuas and Daf Yadalit. Wow, but these are the two Terutzim. The two Terutzim that Tosus has. Wow. So this first Chiddush of Tosus, okay, this if you haven't yet seen, no, so this is the time. Now, the very beginning of the Psicha Kolelas, of the Prima Gadol. Good? But the Prima Gadol begins and tells you the following. You know what? Gittin Daf Samach. You're going to come across a very essential machlokes between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yochanan, whether Rov Torah is Bitsav or whether Rov Torah is Alpeh. Wow. Rabbi Elazar maintains most of Torah is Torah Shebitsav. Rabbi Yochanan says most of Torah is Torah Shebalpeh. That's something which is done. That's done. No? Wow. So you have to know what is Torah Shebitzav, what is Torah Shebalpeh, and what are the differences? What are the differences between Torah Shebitzav and Torah Shebalpeh? You know, the guard says to you, you know, what are you doing? You say you're studying Torah. No? Is there a difference, you say to the guard? Yes, there's Torah Shebitzav and Torah Shebalpeh. So the guard says to you, and what's the difference? You say, I'm clueless. And the guard will say to you, I see you coming in every day, early morning, and leaving late at night. You're learning like hours and hours and hours a day. Do you know the difference in Torah Shebitzav and Torah Shebalpeh? And you'll say, no, I didn't get there yet. Now, so that's why you have to learn the Prima Gadol. Now, Because how can you not know the differences between Torah Shabbat 7, Torah Shabbat Pet? Or what is Torah Shabbat 7, Torah Shabbat Pet? No? So that's how the Pima Kadim begins. Take a look in Rashi, Gittin Samach Hamadeis. Rashi says, Rov HaTorah Tuluya B'Medrash. That's really important. Most of Torah are drushes. Most of Torah are drushes. There's certain things that are absolutely explicit, black and white. And you have in Torah, you know what, Takanos and Gzeros and Minhagim, but most of Torah are drushes. Most of Torah are drushes. And now this is a stunning machlokas. They're not arguing about, you know, what are the percent, what is the status of a drusha? What is the status of a drusha? Does a drusha have the status of Torah Shemichsav, or does a drusha have the status of Torah Shabbat? What is the status of a drusha? That's pretty heavy. What is the status of a drusha? Torah Shemichsav or Torah Shabbat? And maybe one could argue not every drusha was created equally. You know, relatively speaking, there's certain drushas that are tighter, there are certain drushas that are looser. You know, Halacha Moshe Nisinai is something that is not necessarily in any shape or form mefurish v'kra. A hekesh. What do you mean? If the Torah says to compare maga to cases that you have a bia, so isn't that what the pasuk tells me? The pasuk tells us, you know what? You're not allowed to have negiah b'tumah nor entry to tumah. Is that mefurish v'kra? Is that not mefurish v'kra? We just discussed earlier that, hey, no, imeinu inyan, no. The pasuk is black and white. But Chazal tell you the pasuk is referring to this case, not necessarily to that case. That's an unusual combination. Black and white, blatant. Mamish Torah Shabbat Tzav. But you know what? If I didn't have the Torah Shabbat Pai, I would have said the pasuk's referring to something entirely different. And all of a sudden the Gemara says, imeinu inyan. Wow, that's really important. Is that called Torah Shabbat Tzav? Zakar Torah Shabbat Peh? Which drashos? And the Prima Gunam is going to list the nafgaminas. That's something which is pretty important. The list of the Prima Gunam is not exhaustive. Right? We added many others to the list of the Prima Gunam, no? But that's an important thing, but I want you to kind of make a list, no? What is Torah Shabbat Peh? What's Torah Shabbat Peh? And what are all the differences? That's the key to that Rambam, Nechosishus, and Perakalach Alachabez, and Perakimalach Achaf, where the Rambam distinguishes between Kedushei Shtar as opposed to Kedushei Keser, where the Rambam is telling you there's Kedushei Bia. Kedushei Bia is clearly Mefurish V'kra. The Pasuk says, Ki Yikach Ish Obala. That means the Kuchin is created Al Yedei Bia. I would go a step further. The Rambam also acknowledges this. And I would say there is more to Kedushin, which is Mefurish V'kra, than Kedushei Bia, Vaharaya. The Torah tells us that there is a very, very chamor onesh of misa for a person who is mizana with a nara murasa who is a besula. Now, whoa! So you can have a murasa who is a besula. That's mafurish in the pasuk. No, that's what the Torah speaks about. Oh, that means there's more than just kedushei bia. There's more than just kedushei bia. How did that happen? She got married with another tool, another means of yeshus, and therefore she's married. But she's a basula. The Torah speaks about that reality. So I'm going to tell you, lefurish b'kra, that there is another method of kedushin aside from bia. So what are the candidates now? Okay, either shtar or keser. Shtar or keser. Oh, kedushei shtar is a hekesh. The Torah tells us, gerushin is created al yidei shtar. Akosel sefer krisus. And you know what? V'holcha v'hoysel yishachin. Oh, that's makish havaya liyetziyah. Why does the pasuk of Gerushin have to mention Kedushin? You know what the answer is? Hekesh. That's the din daraisa, Kedushin dafei, of Kedushishtar. The Rambam writes, that's Mefurish V'kra. That's what the pasuk is telling you to do. Makesh Shavai Yitzia. Kedushin Kesev, is a Gzereshava, Kicha Misteafron, Kedushin dafei. You know what the Rambam writes? That is Divrei Sofer. Kesna Mishnah immediately. That does not mean Drabanan. But Kesna Mishnah, there's a big difference between a Hekesh as well as a Gzereshava. I'm willing to assert that a Hekesh is Mefurish V'kra. A Gzereshava is not Mefurish V'kra. Or to use this terminology, a Hekesh is Torah Shabbat Tzav. And the Gzer Shava is Torah Shabbat Peh. And the Kesem Mishnah writes all of those sugyas that mentions that it's far easier to uproot Kedushay Kesem than it is to uproot Kedushay Bia. That's not because of Hefker Bez Nefker. That's because Kedushay Bia is Mefurish Bekra. And Kedushay Kesem is based on Gzer Shava. A Gzer Shava, I understand, was Sumasa Kosev Lechachamim in order to go ahead and to do so. So take a look at the beginning of the Psicha class of the Prima Gadim. There the Prima Gadim has six nafkaminas and then refers to a seventh nafkamina. We'll go through them. Pay special attention to that Gemara in Baba Kama Daf Chafei. It's technical. But that's a magnificent raya. Magnificent raya that the Prima Gadim discusses. The halach of Dayo, according to Rabbi Tarf. But you have to work out Tumas Mapa. It's just what exactly the raya is, and we'll do that. Okay, and then we'll add to the list. Of all the differences in Torah Shabbos, Torah Shabbos. One of them is Artosis. What is Artosis? Artosis says something stunning. That if you have a choice in the Chiyas Yisurim of that which is Mefurish Bekra as opposed to that which is not, you know what? That's a no-brainer. Not because of Ksar and Aruka, but that's because of the preference that's given to Bias Kula, which is Mefurish Bekra, as opposed to cases of Bias Mixas, which is only considered to me result of Hekesh. Even though Klapi Gzereshava, Hekesh is Mefurish Bekra, Klapi Mefurish Bekra Mamish, you know what, Hekesh is not. Even that method of the hierarchy takes place as well. All right, so take a look at that. Over Shabbos, that we know.